On the first night, I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus. On the second night, a third night, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost and tongues. It was so profound, a tongues. It was like the whole universe just filled up with tongues. And I invited some friends home because I said, the God of Jesus Christ is going to grant you wishes tonight. He's going to bless you. It's a celebration in my life. He's going to bless you. And I remember some person said, I want a big yacht. And my father says, done. And my wife turned to me and she said, I want a red BMW. And I thought, I didn't even think in the flesh. My father said, done. And later on the next day I thought, gee Lord, how on earth are you going to get her a red BMW? Like, that is so out of range for us. Well, you know, someone will have to give us that kind of a thing for that to happen. But, it was about 8 months later she had her BMW because of an anointing of increase. And I think we're going to be dealing with an anointing of increase tomorrow night. Are we here tomorrow night? Am I working tomorrow night?
Yeah.
We might be dealing with an anointing of increase tomorrow night. Tonight is an anointing of faith. And I'm putting you in a position of faith. I'm just telling you stories at the moment while the Holy Spirit is sort of unzipping your faith box in preparation for putting in new faith. Not to crowd out or blaspheme the faith that you've got. But I'm preaching a message for you that comes straight out of the throne room in heaven for the sake of your eternal destiny. And you need faith that is commensurate with that kind of message. Faith that empowers you, that takes the highest elements of your will and mobilizes it according to gravity in heaven that draws people up even in heaven. And that growth in heaven is available to us here on earth. That growth in fairly high heavens to the point of complete perfection is available to us here in the earth. We won't use half of that. We won't use most of that. But the chunk of it that we do use is available to us here in the earth because the sons and daughters of God are being revealed in the earth now. And you're candidates for that.
Amen.
And you're looking good. On the third night, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost and got tongues. It was on the fourth night that Mary came along and God swindled her into getting saved because of Jesse Duplantis. That was a hot night. On the fifth night, I went there during the day and the night, and I'd taken a work-off week with the heroin users. I'd taken all the users. We had a house full of 12 of them, and I just took them all along to the meetings. You know, all the other staff said, what are we going to work with? You've taken all the people. You've taken them all into your Jesus meetings, you weird freak. What are you doing? I say, well, you know, God's there. God's doing something, you know. Anyway, it was a good week for them. On the Friday, which was the fifth day of this thing, Lord Jesus appeared to me in a vision right in front of me, like real Lord Jesus. I'm sitting in a chair, and he said, will you do global ministry? And I laughed at him and I said, you must have the wrong fella, because I don't have the faith for that, and I don't have the knowledge for that. Anybody here, put your hand up. You want to get out there and do ministry right away? Yeah, the first thing you discover is you've got no ability to do it whatsoever, right?
Amen.
The first thing you discover is, boy, was that a stupid decision on my part. I have not got a clue what I'm doing. And you're looking in the Bible, surely there's somewhere in here that tells me what I ought to be doing. You realize your ministry is not about the Bible.
Amen.
And it's not about your Bible college. And it's not about your pastor or your church. It's about Christ living in you and pouring himself out through you. Isn't it? And if you don't have that, you got no ministry. There's a place for having no Christ working in you. And that's normal theology college. Amen. But if you want the living Lord running through you, that's your ministry. Because that's what's poured out through your spirit. Christ alone is the ministry. Amen. Anyway, the Lord gave me this vision. And finally, he came back a second time and he said, will you do global ministry? And I said, Lord, if you're going to walk right in front of me and I'll put my footstep in your footstep before you've taken your foot out of that footstep, I'll do that. But you get more than 2 feet above me, in front of me, and I'll get lost. And I don't want to give people my stuff at all. I only want to do things by your faith. If I can do it in my faith, I don't have to leave home. I want to leave in your faith. I want to see your faith touch people. Because my faith isn't worth anything. As good as it might work for me, it's of no use to you. You need the faith of Christ. You need the faith gift of the Father, don't you? So he agreed. The next day we went to a wedding and I was sitting in about the fourth row, and we had to come out of that Copeland meeting and go to this wedding, and I was sitting in about the fourth row minding my own business, as you do in a wedding, before it started. And a heavenly being turned up to me and said, "You're about to be taken to your master." And I thought, glory to God, I hope that's not my Buddhist master. I hope that's the Lord Jesus Christ to whom I've just given my heart. Had a little doubt there for a second. And he said, "Try to keep your composure." I didn't know what he meant by that. But then some angels came round me, gathered around me, and kind of stiffened my spirit. And then an angel came, looked at me, and just smiled and beamed the most loving smile on me, and grasped me and whisked me out of that church. And we flew off to heaven without my body, but totally intact. And we passed through this place, this point of reference, where something inside of me was changed. It was made, I guess, in some way capable of entering heaven. And I arrived in heaven, and I landed in heaven, and well, I guessed it was heaven because the angel let me go there. And I'm standing there like I've got a heavenly form, and I can't see anything. It's all white. And then I feel this touch on my shoulder. And I turn around to look who it is, and my eyes are opened and I see it's the living Jesus Christ. And I just drop to his feet. And I recognize his fatherhood. And everything inside of me is just emptied into him. I'm his son and he's my father. And I cry and I cry and I cry. So much for keeping my composure. Back home in the church, apparently, I'm sitting there and I'm just bucketing tears down. When I come back into my body, my suit is soaked. And Mary told me later, the people in front turned around to see what was going on. And Mary just said, "It's okay, he's praying." And I was gone for the whole wedding. And I was up there and it just seemed like it just went on for one whole heavenly day. It was extraordinary. I met the Holy Spirit, who was so holy and good that it just bowled me over, and I had to call out to Jesus Christ. I said, "Can you please tell the Holy Spirit to tone it down?" The Holy Spirit is so good. So good. It's impossible to stand in the presence of the Holy Spirit in the fullness of the life that's in the Holy Spirit. And so I spent the day with the Son of God and the Holy Spirit. And I got the faith to enter into global ministry. I got the Elijah faith, that faith that comes to you because of heaven's direct faith. And so I walk in that kind of faith. I came back from that into the church and I was a different man. The next 10 days were spent encountering the coming and going of the Holy Spirit and even the Son of God into my presence in the middle of the night or whatever. It was just 24 hours a day going on, and journeys back into heaven. Even going and meeting some of the leaders of the Lucifer Rebellion from such an age long past. I wanted to see what their sin was. I wanted to see what they were doing. Extraordinary visits into heaven. That's enough of me telling you about the faith that's impacted in my life. I want to turn it now to you. And I want to talk to you as briefly as possible to get you empowered about six kinds of faiths. And I've got some notes here and I'll read it out to you. I want you to think of what's happening in your life right now. Maybe you're in ministry. Maybe you're wanting to be in ministry. Maybe you're struggling with finances. Maybe you're struggling with your partner, your marriage, your children. Maybe you've got a disease. Maybe you're sick. You know, maybe you're traveling in some area of your life and it's a real struggle. I want to sow into you tonight the power of faith that comes from the Father's journey in your life, which transforms what's happening into your life into His journey of making you perfect. So that you're not caught up in the fine details. You're not caught up in the fine print of life on earth. But you're able to have a transforming power inside of you that uses your experiences so that you will be made perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect, and not get snagged and snared by them. And you need a special faith that enables that for you, so that you walk out of this church tonight cocooned in the power of God and His plan for your life to make you perfect by mobilizing your will, so that your will conforms to His pattern of will, so that the discernment of His will by the mind of Christ is what's mobilized inside of you, as Paul's talking about it, as Jesus lives it out. So I want to talk to you about these six kinds of faith, and one of them might totally fit your life right now. There's prophetic faith, there's table faith, there's desert faith, there's victory faith, there's service faith, and there's restoration faith. And they all have a completely different stream and a different empowerment. And I want to describe them briefly for you. And then after that, I want you, if it's working for you, I want you to claim one of those and recognize that's exactly what the Holy Spirit has got for me tonight. He's got for me tonight table faith. He's got for me tonight desert faith. He's got for me tonight restoration faith. I want that empowerment of faith. And it will be what will enable me to cruise through what I'm working with by the power of God that overcomes the world. And overcomes the world, not in a way that just overcomes the world, but overcomes the world in a way that jacks me up a level of dominion according to God's plan to make me perfect as He is perfect. Just to get through life is not enough. God brings into us a mobilized plan that says, I'm raising you up level of dominion by level of dominion until you are living in heavenly citizenship here on the earth, and you are doing my will perfectly, and I'm keeping you here, not taking you like Elijah, so that you can claim the earth for Jesus Christ, and you can be a part of the flood of the revelation of the sons and daughters of God. Amen. So this impartation of faith for you is not just impartation of faith, it's an impartation of faith for the perfecting of the saints. Comes from the Father's style of faith for you. So I'm gonna go with this. You're having fun?
Yeah.
Cool. You got to have fun in the house of the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
Yeah, we left the terrorizing faith behind. If we look here, prophetic faith. Just listen, and listen in your circumstances. It might work for you. It might not be that. You might find one of the others will be the one for you. Prophetic faith, John 14, 27 to 29. Jesus is saying, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives you, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. That's the spirit of prophecy. Before it takes place, I've told you, so that when it does take place, you may believe. Believe what? Believe in prophecy? Well, that's cool. But believe that I am the Son of God and I am the Lord. Amen. And you are not an orphan. You are walking in the Father's plan with the Father and me.
Amen.
John 14's got this beautiful, beautiful scripture. If you love me, the Father and I will come make our home with you. Spirit of the Father, Spirit of the Son, with us. Glory to God. Have no fear then. Look to your strength that lives in the prophecy that you've received. Maybe your situation right now is one that you have received a prophecy over, and you're facing a wall. You're facing challenges. You cannot get through. The kind of faith injection, the faith supplement that you need from the Father is one that says you're going to hang in with that prophecy that's been given you, and it will produce your harvest for you. It will get you through your circumstances. And there are five other kinds of faith, and they are not prophetic faith. And yours might be that your walk right now requires you to draw back into that prophecy and really have faith in that prophecy. And let that prophecy be the power to get you through to where you're going to be put, your harvest. Where we have an example of that, we look here in Matthew 14:19. Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. There's a prophetic perfection in Jesus declaring this bread and this fish is going to feed that multitude. And the disciples are now walking in that prophecy, and the bread is multiplying and the fish is multiplying, and they're getting through the need. Their supply is never ending. Maybe this is you. The supply you need it to be never ending. You need to break through into the God of Elijah, the God of Enoch, the God of Jesus, the God who has got a never-ending supply for you. You need to break through into that zone. And it takes a certain faith.